However, that doesn't mean you should send nude photos to anybody who requests them. That's risky behavior, and your nude pics could end up in the wrong hands. Also, if you don't use care in sending or requesting intimate photos, you could end up in a bad situation. Does this mean sending nudes is more trouble than it's worth? Of course not. Sharing nudes is fun and sexy in the best situations. You just have to follow some guidelines. Some things to consider before sending nudes. When you're in the moment, sending nudes seems like a great idea. That's because, the moment, is you trying to get laid. Slow down before you let somebody on the other side of the exchange see you completely naked. You need to remember that. It's easy to forward nudes to other people. You won't get that image back. This doesn't mean your relationship is exclusive. It won't guarantee a date or sex. It definitely won't make them commit. Hiding your face doesn't make it anonymous. Do you really trust your partner? Here's the deal. Most people send nude photos without any long-term or life-altering issues. Unfortunately, the people who do have problems quickly learn that it is a huge deal when these images end up in the wrong hands. This can lead to embarrassment and a damaged reputation. At worst, sharing nude pictures could lead to legal problems. Are you sure the person on the other end of this conversation is who they say they are? Do you know how old they are? Do you trust your partner's judgment? Trust should be the biggest factor in your decision to send nudes. How much can you really count on them to do the right thing, no matter what happens in the future? Imagine a really ugly breakup. Will your partner do the right thing and delete that image? Will they be the only person to your nude photos? Here's something to think about very carefully. Will he keep his promise not to show your nudes to anybody else? Lots of people will make that promise at the moment. Later, that promise doesn't seem so important to them. Sadly, many people will justify mishandling pictures like this. For example, a guy might convince himself that it's okay to show your picture to just one friend. After all, that's his bro. Nothing bad can happen, right? Meanwhile, your nude photos are making the rounds in his friends group. What happens if you break up? Chances are, this relationship will break up at some point, even if things are amazing right now. When that happens, do you really believe they will do the right thing? Even in a moment of anger? Have you paid attention to their behavior? Have you seen them do things that are petty or vindictive? That's a red flag, even if they haven't directed that behavior at you. The relationship you have with them might earn you some loyalty now, but that could change. Are you really together? Just because somebody asks you to send nudes, doesn't mean you are an exclusive couple. You won't make them any more committed by complying with their request. Some people may even lose respect. It sucks, and it's their loss. Still, it hurts a lot to be taken advantage of and exploited. How careful are they with their phone? How many times have you heard these coming out of your partner's mouth? Dial my phone. I can't find it anywhere. I think I left my phone in that Uber last night. The gym called and said I left my phone in the locker room. Hey, I lost my phone. I think our chat was open. Usually, these situations are no big deal. But, if your partner tends to leave their cell everywhere, are you really sure you want your intimate photos on there? Do you consent enthusiastically? Enthusiastic consent matters in sexting too. This is something that you should enjoy doing. It shouldn't be something you agree to because you are being pressured or are worried that you might get dumped. You absolutely shouldn't send nudes if they will just ask somebody else. This kind of doubt should stand out as another red flag. Don't send nudes until you are sure you have a mutual understanding with your partner, that you trust them explicitly, and that you feel good about doing it. If your relationship isn't at a point where you feel good about doing this, don't. Are there alternatives to sending nudes? You don't want to provide nudes, but you want to keep the sexting up. What can you do instead? Here are some great ideas. Stick with some dirty talk. It's less risky than sending photos. Also, both of you can participate. It's a great way to turn each other on mutually. Also, it takes more creativity to use your writing to turn somebody on. Every relationship could use a dose of that. Look at other nudes together. Think about it. They want to see some racy photos. You want to make them happy and get turned on yourself. We have great news. There are plenty of publicly available nudes out there for both you to enjoy. They are offered up by people who want them to be viewed as used for pleasure. Both of you enjoy the nudes, and you don't wake up worrying about what happened to your photos. Stream spicy videos together. Forget about photos. How about some really hot sexual activity that both of you can enjoy via streaming? The great thing about watching adult films together is that you learn so much about one another's preferences and kinks. Good news about sending nudes. Now you know when it might be a bad idea to send that nude picture. Fortunately, it's not all bad news. Views on this matter are evolving, although they are not perfect. In the past, when nudes were leaked, most of the criticism was against the man or woman who agreed to send them. They would be judged as foolish and slutty, particularly women. Meanwhile, the leaker would rarely receive any form of blowback. Today, people who leak nudes or engage in forms of revenge explicitly don't get off so easily. They are quickly labeled creeps. In many LGBTQ+ circles, word travels quickly. Someone who exploits people that way could find themselves unable to find a date, or even banned from some spaces. In some places, the law is also beginning to catch up with these behaviors. Releasing nude photos or videos without consent could lead to legal troubles. That may be enough to stop a former partner from using a video you made to embarrass you. Nude photo etiquette. Yes, there are some rules of etiquette when it comes to sending and receiving nudes. After all, you don't want to be rude or make anybody uncomfortable. When you decide to send nudes, you want to send a nude, or you're ready to give somebody the naked pics they've asked for. If it's the former, don't do anything before you think about how they will be received. We think that body positivity is great, and love your confidence. Now, you just need to get consent. Then, if the other person wants to see those sexy pictures, go for it. This rule applies to women just as much as it does to guys. No matter how you identify, don't send photos over the internet without consent. Don't worry, there are ways to ask for that consent without it getting awkward. Try sending a sexy picture in a chat that isn't nude. If that gets a good response, ask if they want to see something a bit dirtier. If you are sending nudes to women, remember that they too love to receive these sexy pics. They just don't want them sent as an unpleasant surprise. So, just use a bit of common sense and respect, guys. What to do when you receive naked photos? So, you've just received a risque photo. How do you handle that? First, let's assume that you wanted to receive it. That's great. So, how are you going to respond? Should you send a photo of your own? Only do that if you feel comfortable. Of course, you would never promise a pic for a pic and then not follow through, right? That's a pretty dirty thing to do. Seriously, how do you respond to a photo in the best possible way? Start by telling the other person they look great. No, it doesn't matter how you really feel about it. You don't crush people who put themselves out there. If you don't want things to go any further, that's fine. Just handle the situation delicately. Don't be a jerk and dump them over a photo. Do it gently in a way that won't crush their self-esteem. What should you do if you receive raunchy images you didn't ask for and didn't want to receive? In that case, you can spread them all over the internet, forward them to the sender's mother, and pass them around to all of the guys you know for entertainment. Stop. Don't do this. Remember that you didn't appreciate receiving photographs like this without consent. Don't commit the same offense against other innocent parties. Instead, delete the pictures, and tell the person in clear terms that what they did was absolutely not okay. If you prefer, you may be able to escalate things by reporting it to the social media platform or ISP. Obviously, blocking them is also an option. There are more resources for you than ever if you decide to go that route. Taking great photos. You're proud of your body, but every time you take a picture of it, you hate how it turns out. You don't mind your partner seeing you nude in real life, but the thought of sharing your body on film absolutely freaks you out. Well, here's some great news, friends. You can take amazingly sexy photographs of yourself. You just have to follow a few tips. Invest in a pop socket to keep a good grip on your smartphone while you pose. You need a good smartphone, but don't sweat if you don't have the latest model. Selfie sticks are another option. Your ass looks best from an upward angle. The sun is the best lighting. Use sheer curtains if there is too much glare from the sun. Ring lights illuminate your face other parts quite nicely. Nothing beats a full-length mirror for a full-body shot. Clean up your clutter so your background isn't distracting. If you're a guy, get creative. Not every photo should be of you on your back. Finally, practice your poses. It may take a while for you to figure out what is the most flattering for you. Keep your partner interested with lots of variety. Proceed with respect and caution. There's nothing wrong with sharing an intimate likeness of yourself with someone you love or just want to get with. On the other hand, you don't want your image spread all over the internet by someone you trusted. If you decide your relationship is ready for sexting, by all means, go for it. However, you still need to proceed with caution. Be sure you can truly trust your partner. Remember, it isn't just the image you send that needs protecting. So does your self-esteem. Remember that your self-respect trumps any relationship or momentary desire to turn somebody on. You certainly aren't obligated to compromise yourself to quench somebody else's thirst, unless you want to. In that case, try the tips above, and enjoy feeling sexy.